And the prophet Isaiah's writings are in what we call the Old Testament part of the Bible, written before Christmas, before the coming of Jesus into the world. And the prophet Isaiah wrote these famous words that we had read today around 700 years before Jesus was born. And this is one of those passages of Scripture, one of those passages of the Bible, of God's Word, that when I read them just feels so amazing, so marvellous, that it makes me feel like I just want to give up trying to communicate it to you. You'll probably be going, please, please, yes. But I'm going to try. I'm tempted in a way just to read this and more of the verses of this chapter and then just leave it to soak. Because God's word can stand on its own. And may I encourage you, I don't know how familiar all of you are with the different parts of the Bible, but may I encourage you maybe to think over the next few days, if you've got a Bible nearby somewhere, of just opening up these verses again and reading them through and just sitting with them and seeing how they speak to you. God's word can stand on its own, and here we have it at some of its most awesome and wonderful. When we were in the chapel before the service, we pray on Sundays every day, a group of us, for the service, for the world, for whatever God prompts us to pray for. Someone was praying and reflecting on what a dark place the world feels at the moment, with so much conflict and stuff going on. We've asked ourselves this question several times during the past year as we've travelled through a year of huge change and big happenings. How are you finding life at the moment? Are you finding it tough, confusing, whatever it might be, whether it's around your own life or whether it's just by seeing what's in the news and knowing how to cope with all of that? Or perhaps it's relationships, or maybe it's worries about health, or maybe you feel far from God. Maybe it's work. Maybe there's no time for fun and relaxation with family or friends. Possibly you do get those moments when you wonder about purpose and meaning in life. It's not that life is all hard. There are many blessings all the time. But even in good times, things don't always go the way we expect them to. Life is not always, as it is painted at the end of the fairy tales, happy ever after. Do you, when I wrote that down, it made me think of the Shrek films. Is that the kingdom of wherever it is, happy ever after? And for many, the challenges and struggles of life can mean periods of darkness, loneliness, and pain. And there are many people in our city now and in the community around us, behind the front doors of bedsits, flats and houses, who are in this position. So I ask this question again of us this morning. What are we finding, what are you finding tough about life at the moment? Because this chapter of Isaiah, chapter 61, is written for all who hurt, who struggle and who worry. Look at verse 1 again. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me, reads the opening. But who exactly is the me of these verses? Who is actually speaking here? We know that the book was written by the prophet Isaiah, a prophet being someone chosen by God to speak God's message into his world. And we know that Isaiah was one of the great prophets. He foretold some of the greatest events in Christian history, many years before they finally happened. But he was still just a prophet. And these words have the appearance of far, far more greatness than even Isaiah himself could muster. The answer is that the me of this opening verse is the Messiah himself. God's anointed one, God's chosen one, the person about whom Isaiah prophesied so often. As we hear in Isaiah chapter 9, as Isaiah witnessed the failings of the kings of Israel and Judah, he prophesied a perfect and eternal king whom God would send with these, again, rightly famous words. Think of Handel's Messiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then in Isaiah 53, as Isaiah saw the exile of God's chosen people because of their sinfulness, their fallenness, their failure to trust in him, and the consequences of all of that, he prophesied of the one called the Servant, who would suffer and die for the sins of God's people, bearing the guilt and punishment of them in their place, being their Saviour and Saviour for the whole world. Isaiah wrote, "For he is pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." 700 years before Christ. And then as Isaiah saw the oppression of God's people by forces in the world around them, unable to take the pressure, unable to take up the challenge of a frightening world on their own, he prophesied of a perfect conqueror and deliverer who would come and rescue God's people, destroying the power of evil once and for all. And this is also the Messiah that we read of here in chapter 61, the King, the Servant, the Conqueror, and the Deliverer, upon whom the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord rests, who is anointed by God, and who is, of course, Jesus, the Jesus of whom we sing in our carols and our songs of praise. And at this climactic moment of Isaiah's prophetic ministry, Jesus, the Messiah, reveals himself as the one who will come to proclaim good news for the world, who will come to transform lives. And all those years later, when Jesus went into a synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth, we read, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. This is in Luke's gospel. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling it, Jesus found the place where it is written. And he said, and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your presence." I feel the liquid prayers of your sermon, Gail, when I read those words. They move me deeply. Jesus says to you and me and to all people for all time, "I am the Messiah, the eternal Lord and King, the suffering servant, the invincible conqueror and deliverer, and I have come to proclaim good news and transform your life." What is it that you are finding tough about life at the moment? Are you brokenhearted by disappointments or failures, nationally, internationally, personally? Jesus has come to bind up and heal those wounds, and that is good news. What is it that holds you captive and imprisoned? Maybe from years gone by, even from your own childhood. Things that prevent you, perhaps, from being the person God wants you fully to be. Jesus has come to set you free, and that is good news. What grief is it that can make your life feel sometimes like so much dust and ashes, that can bring anguish to the surface? Or does the state of the world cause you to weep inside? Jesus has come to release you from that darkness, and that is good news. He will bestow a crown of beauty, verse 3, and the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And in these words of God, we have the promises of Jesus the Saviour for all of us, for each and every one of you here and for all people. When they were first spoken, they were the promises of God for the future. For us, as we look towards Christmas, Advent, as we journey towards Christmas, and our celebrations of the coming of Jesus into the world over 2,000 years ago, we live now in the knowledge that we are living in the present age in the year of the Lord's favour, the time of the Lord's favour. The age of the kingdom of God has already dawned. Jesus Christ has come into the world. When all of us have the invitation to know forgiveness, healing, freedom, and peace in a personal and intimate relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Do you want to know more? I often say to the church family here that we are all this side of heaven, including vicars. Big sign on our foreheads, work in progress. And I want to know more each and every day. Do you want to know more? Well, some of you will know that we have our Alpha coming up in January, and there's an opportunity to explore the big questions of life and faith. And if you'd like to think about this more, please do just take one of these cards that you will find around the church. Think about it. Speak to us if you have any questions. This is the most important consideration of anyone's life. Let's end not with my words, but with the word of God, of the King, of the Servant, of the Conqueror, and the Deliverer. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news." Amen.